There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that's on your mind as we launch into the second hour of this yet another live edition. We're live 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live, so be sure you join us here on the radio or online at freetalklive.com. The us includes me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And we're going to jump right into your calls and thoughts. Coming up, a naked man standing in a doorway for, off and on, for over a decade, or around a decade. People in the neighborhood are getting fed up. We'll tell you more about it here in moments. But first, let's go to Dennis on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dennis.
Greetings, folks. I wanted to weigh in a little bit on the whole discussion about artificial intelligence.
Sure.
So I kind of first want to, you know, I have a little bit of cred in the area. I did do some graduate work in the subject before I decided that working for money was a lot more fun than paying to go to school. But with respect to the whole concern that people have maybe about, I don't know, Google becoming self-aware or the machines deciding that we're inferior and have to go because they're superior, I'm not worried about that at all. But I am truly, truly creeped out, afraid, and really beyond afraid, kind of hopelessly resigned to the AI that we already know that we have, that thanks to Snowden, we know has been in wide use now for at least a decade, and that is specifically around the areas of pattern recognition and data mining. Because of what we know now from, you know, the Snowden revelations and others, you have to assume that every piece of electronic data that you have ever touched at all, anywhere, with anything that is ever connected to any kind of network has been analyzed and mined for patterns and mined for all kinds of patterns that you would never in your life think of as being something that might flag you as being quote-unquote interesting and worthy of further study. So when NSA says, you know, we gather all your phone calls and emails and everything that's ever been on your hard drive, but we don't look at it. No, they don't look at it. The machines look at it. And the machines and the level of sophistication here is so beyond what people really realize. What is available right now, it's not like what might be available in 10, 20, 30, what's available right now is stuff like, hey, you bought whole milk last week at the store, and you normally don't, and there wasn't someone visiting your house, so what's up with that? Follow up on that. What else correlates to that? And all the people that you know, all the places that you've been, everything you've ever thought and written down, everything that you've put into a Google email and it's auto-saved and then you never sent it, anything, everything has not only been analyzed and looked for patterns, but in my opinion, there's no reason to believe that it has not been used to build up a psychological profile of you individually and personally, a map of what you are likely to do, how long you're likely to live, what risks you're likely to take, what kinds of things you would do or would not do if provoked in certain ways. That is all well within the possibility right now, and it would kind of be shocking to me if it was not actively being used.
It would be shocking to me, too. Everything that we've seen that Edward Snowden said as far as the collection of data fits with what you're talking about.
Now, you're not just talking about the NSA here, right? You're talking about just data being collected by corporations, companies that are trying to, you know, learn about consumers' buying habits. You're talking about the whole wide range, right?
Well, no, I'm really just talking about NSA because...
Just the NSA, okay.
Well, you deal with how big corporations mine your data all the time, right? You have that minor annoyance once in a while where you're trying to use your credit card, and of course it's going to be like you're on a date, and oh my God, your card got declined, and it's oh my God, you know, and you got to call the card company, and no, really, I am me. You know, that's the level where they're at. Because they generally don't have access to the entire global picture of you, and they really don't have the computational resources to throw at building up a complete psychological and predictive model of you. That is well within the purvey of NSA. So I'm not worried about them being self-aware. The whole concept of more like artificial consciousness or true artificial intelligence, that as we might perceive something to be intelligent, is way far below where we are in sort of specifically designed, what are sometimes in the art called toy applications, right? So, you know, computers can play a specific game. They can play chess and beat anyone on the planet, hands down.
Right.
That's been done. That's solved.
Well,
problems.
There are definitely cases where even corporate databases can draw some very interesting conclusions. I read about a man who called, and I wish I remembered the name of the drugstore, but he called up the marketing people at a drugstore chain, and he said, "Why do you keep sending my 16-year-old daughter these ads for pregnancy products? Are you trying to encourage her to get pregnant?" And you know, he was very concerned about this, and the guy he talked to said, "Well, I'll look into it," and probably threw it on his desk and never looked at it again. But he got another call from the same guy 2 months later to say, "Oh, we understand now. My daughter was pregnant. Well, what it was she had bought some kind of special cream to rub on her rapidly growing belly, mm-hmm. and from that, the drugstore chain
not necessarily concluded
that she was pregnant, concluded that based on a previous purchase of this product, she was likely to purchase this product, and this product." But that's at the Amazon.com level. People who liked this will probably like that. It never made the intellectual loop to she's pregnant and there's going to be a baby. It just said people who buy this frequently buy that later.
Well, here's another. That is a true story, not apocryphal. I believe it was Target.
I thought it was Target, too, yeah.
But here's another fascinating thing about NSA, right? They don't just do exfiltration. They do infiltration, right? So they don't just read all your data. They have the technical capability to put stuff there, too.
Mm-hmm. To create a false picture of who you actually are?
To put false stuff on your drive if they should want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect that's not the kind of thing that they're going to do frequently. It's the kind. It's kind of like when the U.S. had the Enigma codes, but they still let, you know, assets be destroyed because they didn't want the Japanese to know they had the Enigma codes. You know, eventually the genie's going to be out of the bottle. Eventually everyone's going to know. But it's a really useful tool while everyone doesn't quite know. At this point, anything on a hard drive, you can't assume it's true. I don't care, you know, what the forensics are. It can have been placed there.
Well, unfortunately, they couldn't make a good argument for that during the Ross Ulbricht trial. He went to prison as a result of the FBI claiming he had some stuff on his hard drive.
Yeah, although I don't know that the jury thought that the FBI couldn't have done it or wouldn't have done it.
I don't think they were given the presentation from any witnesses to suggest that it could have been anything other than legitimately found there. I think the defense was prevented from calling certain witnesses who may have been able to testify to that.
Well, that's very unfortunate because certainly, I mean, if your computer is in the hands of a computer expert, which is what people who do computer forensics are, certainly they can plant anything anytime they want to, and just as they can, you know, tamper with physical evidence and do whatever else will make their whoever's paying them happy. So, and there is an unfortunate level of trust for government. I mean, I watched an FBI agent perjure himself at a trial where I was the defendant about a conversation to which I was a party. So there's absolutely no question in my mind that these people are scum because I've seen them do it to me.
They'll do whatever it takes to get their conviction. Dennis, creepy phone call tonight. Appreciate it. I think it's important to bring this stuff up to people so they can be aware and
and thank you for making it. The toll-free number is 855-453-855-450-3733. Well, you don't need any high-tech surveillance to know that the man in Charlotte, North Carolina, in a neighborhood who has been standing out in front of his, essentially right in his doorway, buck naked, you don't need any computer program to figure this one out. His neighbors are upset. They've been taking pictures, and we'll tell you what can be done about this here in moments. 855-453.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times of $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dinovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves. So bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453. Coming up, we'll tell you about the naked man in a Charlotte, North Carolina neighborhood who has not left his house but has hung out in the doorway.
And now, is hung out intentional, or could we look at our phrasing here?
Yeah, he's definitely letting the neighbors see all of him, and we will tell you what can happen to him here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I don't know what the proposed rules are on nudity at Fort Gulp, but you can go check it out. They've got a little community that they're beginning online. What the idea behind Fort Gulp is to have these... This project, it's more like a ski resort or like a big a small condominium complex that's going to be built by Bensonwood. It's going to be in southern Chile, and the idea is to have a bug out space for people who are from North America who might want to have someplace outside of the country for whatever reason they might want to have it. And it's pretty cool. They've got the idea is to have loads of tools in a maker space and a restaurant and a bunch of places to relax and socialize. Really sort of small living quarters. Their lowest unit is somewhere around $10,000, so it's not that big of a deal. FortGulp.com to check it out for yourself. There's only room for 100 people, so don't wait until the place is full. And remember, it's summer in Chile when it's winter in North America. I think that's kind of important, as far as their choice goes. It's worth checking out. FortGulp.com.
All right, so let's continue with your calls and thoughts. The naked guy story, that's still to come here tonight. Plus, was the Stop the Robots group that we talked about earlier a hoax? Let's talk to Tommy first in New Jersey. Tommy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, Paul, and Mark.
Yeah, I love your show. The name is Tony.
Oh, sorry, Tony. They must have spelled it wrong there. Go ahead.
That's fine. Well, here's the radical idea I have. Everything you're talking about is in the context of a closed system where everything is connected. No matter what you're talking about in technology, everything has a connection, whether it be logical or however you want to make the verbal connection, it's all connected. However, when you get to abstract thought, you come into phenomena. So the robots, if they function at the highest level that we ever could create them, they're still going to be in a closed system. Because if I quote Shakespeare, who said, if I were bound in a nutshell, if I declared myself the king of infinite space, were it not that I have had dreams? You're never going to have a robot with an abstract thought. And it is only the abstract thought that will lead creativity to a place where a closed system could never find that road. Because all these roads that are connected in functionalism is where we are today. We all become mechanical sheep because without that creativity, aesthetically, there's an aesthetic mentality and a theoretical mentality. When you live in the mechanical mentality, you cannot get out of that. It just perseverates. You can't go anywhere. You can make a better refrigerator, better this, better that. It's all utility. But how do you create a higher civilization, strictly not on functionalism? Of course, the Romans tried to do it. They made all kind of inventions. So even Newton, the great, great Newton, believe it or not, when he was in school, he was not studying mathematics. He was a philosophy, a natural philosophy student, and he studied Aristotle. So well, where are we today?
Here's what I'd warn you on this, is that we throughout humankind have attempted to separate ourselves from the animal by saying, well, we're the only ones who use tools. What's that?
That's not true.
Right. I know it's not true. I'm just saying that I'm giving examples of the things that people have said about humans up to this point. You know, we're the only ones that have emotions. This whole list and litany of things that only humans are capable of. And you have the key here, the pivotal point that you've made is essentially only humans will ever be able to handle abstract thought. And I think it's the last bailiwick. I think it's the last thing that we'll hold on to. But I don't know how long we'll hold on to it compared to machines or, you know, upon what basis can you make that claim?
Well, right, tell
Coco
me.
The gorilla was a gorilla who was trained in sign language by a psychologist. And Coco learned to speak pretty well in sign language and was eventually presented to some newspaper reporters who wanted to test whether she was capable of abstract thought. And so the newspaper reporter asked her, which of your trainers do you like better? And Coco signed back, bad question.
But not in poetry. She can't be a Shakespeare. That's my whole point. You can have an aesthetic mentality if you function according to a closed system. There is no...
Well, you interrupted,
I'm not understanding that.
I'd like to hear the rest of the story, Rich.
Well, that was question. The story, that, okay. That the animal showed that not only was it responding to things, but that it was able to look at the question and say, I don't want to answer this question because it would hurt somebody's feelings, which is a pretty abstract piece of thinking.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of examples of that. And, I mean, if you're saying that it can't be Shakespeare, I mean, obviously its prose is not going to reach the level of Shakespeare, but, you know, there have been...
Neither is anybody else's.
No, there have been examples of animals who have created art, you know, artwork, abstract art and things like that, and...
They don't get intellectual property credit for it, though.
Well, that's true. Tommy, I don't know how you can just say that, you know, obviously it's your belief, but I think that, you know, time's going to likely prove you wrong, that robots, you say, will never be capable, or artificial intelligence will never be capable of abstract thought. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to put a lot of work into proving you wrong on that. And,
redefine what abstract is. Abstract is a form that has no shape. Words have shape. So when something abstract, like a cloud, you can't see it, what it's going to become until it becomes it. I'm quoting Aristotle.
Mm-hmm.
The becoming is something that can't be perceived. Now, the closest thing we have to that in time, in terms of logical abstract thought, is our whole banking system is based on prime numbers. And you can never predict a prime number as it keeps going and going because we don't have a completeness, according to Kurt Gödel, who said all mathematics is incomplete. That's an abstract thought because he finally realized that mathematics is an open-ended system.
Thanks, Tommy, for your call and thoughts. Very deep, whether you agree with them or not. 855-453. Rich is deep in thought. We'll get his thoughts on this here in a moment. You can share yours with us as well. This is Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
St. Paddy's Day is coming soon to Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced its clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free. Share with us whatever you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our last caller says he doesn't think robots will ever have the capability to have abstract thoughts. You can share your thoughts with us, 855-450-FREE. ExpressCoin, the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They are a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrency with money order, check, or wire transfer. Just start off over at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the United States or Canada, ExpressCoin.com can help you get Bitcoin or those other coins. And you can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app, which you can download over at ExpressCoin.com. And when you're ordering, if you want, you can use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all, which is a great deal. I mean, normally ExpressCoin has a very, very low fee, but you have no fee if you use code FTL on up to $40 worth of a purchase. That's ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL as we continue here. Rich Paul, you looked like you were deep in thought there at the end of that last call, and I didn't know if there was something else that you wanted to add to the conversation about artificial intelligence and what its capabilities might be in the long run.
Well, the big question to me is still volition. I'm not worried about computers getting angry. I'm not worried about computers deciding that humans are unnecessary because, you know, everything is unnecessary to them. They don't care if they continue to function or cease functioning.
They are nihilists. They care about nothing.
But I think the real threat from AI that we're going to see long before we see computers with volition is computers that are intentionally programmed by the kind of people who shoot up high schools, or the kind of people who knock down buildings, to go out and intelligently seek and destroy either random people or specific people or specific categories of people. I think that is going to be our first killer robot. And it is beyond what the capabilities of drones. There are people obviously concerned about robots in the Middle East, but those robots are still being piloted by humans.
Right.
And it's when they cease to be piloted by humans that you can kill the guy who built the thing, it's still going. And that's something that you can't do with current weapons. If you kill the guy operating a weapon, the weapon stops operating, even if it's a drone today.
But let me ask you this. If they can build a robot that's good at hunting down people, specific groups of people, or whatever it is that this terrorist robot's talking about is, can't they build robots that are good at hunting down robots that hunt down people?
Yes, and that would be another arms race like we've always seen in the computer business. The copy protection thing we used to do in the 70s and 80s when they would find a way to make a disk hinky so you couldn't copy it, and then we'd go in with Pirate Harbor and Cracker and find ways to copy that hinky disk, because they have to leave it coherent enough to be read or you can't play the game. That went back and forth for a long time until eventually the companies just gave up and realized they couldn't ever beat the hackers.
It's true. Well, they haven't given up. I mean, there's still new copy prevention technologies being developed, but they're always being topped within, you know, days of their release.
Yeah, that's true. They still make some pro forma attempts of, you know, serial numbers and that kind of thing.
I mean, like, I was thinking, like, Blu-ray, for instance. You can't just easily copy a Blu-ray, likely. I mean, there are anti-copying measures involved in that, but there are ways to overcome all of those things, right? You can extract the video and then, you know, reformat it and put it in, put it on a different disc.
Well, if you're able to extract sufficient information to play the movie, you are able to extract sufficient information to record the movie, yep. And if you can't, then you've got a useless disc.
Aaron is with us in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, Paul, and Mark.
Yeah, guys, thanks for taking the call. So,
sure, go ahead.
What I wanted to do was kind of shift the train of thought. We were with the last caller, we were trying to decide, hey, does AI have the ability to be creative or be abstract or not? And we're sitting here saying, yes, they will, no, they won't, or, you know, we're diverse on our idea when it comes to a disagreement on that matter. But what I would like to say is I think that there will be absolutely some creativity that is brought to the table by AI. And it's really what it comes down to is, will humans value the creativity from computers more or less than the traditional means of creativity? So I think humans will still be contributing, and computers will start to contribute at a more exponential rate. And, you know, they may be able to tap into us a little bit more and use big data and say, hey, well, most humans like to see this type of creativity, and so therefore I'm going to run more randomness to find more modes of this particular creativity and kind of get our attention more. But I definitely don't think that humans are going to just stop being creative, and I don't think that computers are not going to be able to ever introduce anything creative into the system. It just doesn't work that way. So I think the balance is, will humans be able to get to a point where, you know, they get to decide between the creativity of AI's producing or the creativity of humans producing, and what applications they want to use the particular creative modes in their lives or in business. And I just wanted to throw that out there, that, you know, instead of thinking so, you know, dichotomously, yes or no, let's just look at it in terms of, hey, everybody's coming to the table. And the question is, what are we going to value more?
Oh, yeah, and that's an excellent question. And I think, of course, the answer is going to be people are going to value it differently, right? So some people are going to look at whatever creativity is coming from machines, and they're going to value that very highly. And then there are going to be others who look down their nose at them because it's coming from a machine, and they're not as as genuine or real as humans.
Even like, currently, you can sort of raise the price tag on some things just by saying it's from a particular place or a particular group of people made
it. Or handmade.
Or something like that. You know, if it's made in the United
by
States.
By the humble people of wherever.
Right.
To quote Fight Club.
I remember there was a time when basically if you wanted to have a beauty product, it pretty much had to be from Europe. Right. So now, not so much. That's not the thing. But in other places and other types of places, it matters where a car is from. A European car is worth more than a U.S. car in the United States and maybe some other countries around the world, too.
Correct. And maybe just like on the most fundamental level, we can break down like this. You know, a particular artist may actually hand draw or hand paint a particular piece, and that original is worth a tremendous amount of more money than a print, basically a replication of that particular creativity. But it really is a replication. And the same thing goes with like maybe a carving or a model, you know, an antique that is found from the pyramids of Egypt or the Mayans of a particular piece actually hand molded. The original is worth many, many, many times more than the reproduction made in a 3D printer.
Yeah, or furniture is another good example of what you're talking about, something a bit more utilitarian, that people tend to want that made by a craftsman or something like that.
An honest person.
Yeah, these days...
Shakers.
Shakers are all gone. It's shaker-style furniture now. But
their philosophy was always shaking.
That whole not having sex thing is pretty...
Shaky ground.
It's going to ruin your movement, I'll tell you.
Aaron, good call tonight, man. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, we've seen discrepancies in the art world also where they've got computer-generated art now and, you know, drawing that's done on a computer. Some people kind of look down their nose at that. They prefer a hand-drawn piece of artwork or, you know, hand-drawn animation, for instance. You hardly see it these days, and when you do see it, it's somewhat noteworthy. I mean, yeah, they're pouring a lot more time into it. Is it better, though, because of that? Not necessarily, but it does have kind of a unique look to it.
You know, following that shaker, the shaker furniture thing, I had an opportunity to make a joke about aesthetics made by aesthetics. And I missed it.
I mean, aesthetics?
Aesthetics is the way something looks, but there's another word very similar that means people that don't have sex.
Okay, we'll come back with more here. Not an aesthetic. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more lots to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in a convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her 2 kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, 1 cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BIDBIT.CO. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut. Pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a website. You can go there, get interactive, submit content, stuff you find interesting, whatever you might want us to talk about on the radio. You can submit there right to the front page of the website. Go to freetalklive.com. Coming up, the naked man in his front doorway. He's been there off and on for a decade, and the neighbors say they're fed up. We'll tell you more about that here in a moment. But first, a correction. Mark, you were making a joke at the end of the last segment, and one of the words you used was confusing to me because you were mispronouncing it, and I pronounced it correctly, but you made it sound like there was a third word. So you were saying what exactly? I want to make sure
I was
straight.
Just saying that when we were talking about Shaker Furniture and the sensibilities surrounding it, that there was an opportunity for a joke about aesthetics made by aesthetics.
But you didn't pronounce aesthetic correctly, even though I thought I knew what you were saying. I said, do you mean aesthetic?
And you hear what you said.
Okay, well, and you said, no, you define this other word as only being without sex, which being an aesthetic isn't just about being without sex. It's about being without any kind of indulgence whatsoever. So sex would be there. A tasty food, I think, would be included in that. Anything that's interesting
material
or
well.
Exciting. Yeah, anything that's fun or or exciting.
Of course, all of this begs the question, if a word is both mispronounced and misdefined, does it remain the same word or... Does it become a new word?
Well, somehow new words get created. Anyway, the definition of aesthetic here from Google is characterized, this is the adjective, characterized by or suggesting the practice of severe self-discipline and abstention from all forms of indulgence, typically for religious reasons. So, severe self-discipline and abstention. These guys are a boring bunch. And you were talking about the Shakers, Mark, which was a religious group that essentially got rid of themselves because they wouldn't have sex.
That's not why the Shakers went away, no. Shakers, yeah.
Because that's going to do it. If you don't have sex, then you're going to go away.
Well, unless you get converts.
They so there were, yes, so basically it was the Industrial Revolution that threw the Shakers into a tailspin. What they were was a convent, a commune, and they were a religious commune created by Quaker spinoffs. And they, you know, they did dances and stuff like that. First, they were, you know, unchoreographed dances, and then they became very regimented over time. But they would take in the basically the orphans from town. Prior to there being governmental agencies that would attempt to take care of this stuff, essentially the Shakers did it. And so they took in the orphans and that sort of thing. When the Industrial Revolution comes along, men, in which the Shakers lost their men before they lost their women, men found that they could go to work in cities and make money and have a family rather than sort of subsisting in these, you know, religious communes. And, you know, because of the Gilded Age from 1870 to 1890, real wages in this country doubled. And that's the time that the Shakers basically just the whole thing bottomed out. The last Shakers died, I believe, in the within the last 10 years.
Really?
Yes.
Could you give me that period of wage doubling again?
It's called the Gilded Age, or the Age of the Robber Barons, depending on how you want to call it. But
so they were able to...
Thinking that was the period you were referring to. I read a wonderful book when I was in jail called The Myth of the Robber Barons. And I can't remember the name of the author, but it's a fantastic book that talks about what they did to prices and how prices collapsed during the same period that you're talking about. So you had doubling wages at the same time you had falling prices. That's very nice.
Yeah.
Burton Folsom, the author of The Myth of the Robber Barons.
Yeah, I read Tom Wood's book, Politically Incorrect Guide to American History, and then I went through the bibliography and started just ordering books off it. That was one of them.
So if you want to go and get that book or many others, you can, of course, go through Amazon by going to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. I'm shocked, though, Mark, that you're saying the Shakers died off within the last decade?
Well, the last Shakers died off within the last decade or so.
And they were able to actually recruit new Shakers to get through the last century? That's amazing.
Well, if you had an orphan that was picked up by the Shakers in 1920 and she lived to be 90 years old, she would have died in 2010.
Yeah, good point. All right, let's continue here. Ralph is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
Hey, I'm sitting here listening to your conversation and your callers. And as I was doing some work, I was pondering. And I started looking at both sides of the phenomena of AI. Okay, now you had one caller call in talking about abstract thought. And then you had the other guy sit there and make a comment about the gorilla and so forth, which immediately I try and ponder these things to my what happens in my life. Okay, now I got turkeys. Okay, and I have Meniere's disease, and when the barometer changes, I can just boom hit the ground and not move. Okay?
Okay,
this happened to me, and my turkeys came over from wandering in the field. Came over, the female got on top of me, the male walked around me. And she was I could hear her. She's letting out the distress call until my wife came out and took care of the situation.
Wow.
Wow.
So that's some kind
You're lucky you didn't have pigs.
Is her name Lassie?
Well, what's the pig comment about, Mark?
The pigs eat him.
Well, listen, really? I'm trying to be serious here because...
No, I believe you. Okay. I believe it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be an abstract thought where they actually saw me in distress and came over and did something about it? I mean, you see what I'm saying? There was thought there. Because there's been many times where I've worked out in the yard and just laid down, took a nap in the yard, and they didn't do nothing.
Mm.
But this time they actually did, took initiative. Now,
is it abstract thought or is it empathy?
Well, either way, it's thought.
Yeah. Well, I believe animals think.
The point is, you know, we'll go on to the next caller. He said who's talking about values and talking about will we value what computers do. I want to look at the other side of that question. If computers get that or AI gets that advanced, will it value us?
Well, that was one of the big questions that was being discussed last night. You know, will computers or AI look down its nose eventually at people?
You know, and then you've got the old. Here's the old one. You know, if you ever play golf or anything like that, there's a thing called Murphy's Law.
Yep.
Okay, how about that? These are machines, and Murphy's Law would come into effect, because then you got to stop and think about human nature. Who, there's going to be somebody at some point in charge of this whole uploading, downloading, whatever, and is he going to be in the right frame of mind, or is he going to try and put something in a back door or whatever where it kind of goes haywire, and then we're all going to get the you-know-what.
Good call, Ralph. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate it. And, you know, a lot of these thoughts, a lot of these questions, we're going to come back around to them, especially as artificial intelligence improves, as robotics improve. There's going to be more of these discussions that are happening. And, you know, as you pointed out, Mark, this progress is inevitable. So you better start thinking about it now.
A great piece of literature on this is a Star Trek The Next Generation episode called The Measure of a Man, when they try to determine whether Data is actually a creature deserving of rights.
Mm.
And it's really a nice piece of literature.
Doesn't he get, I don't follow Star Trek closely, but I've seen some of the movies. Doesn't he actually get emotions at some point in that series?
Emotions come and go for him. There's an emotion chip, but it's got issues, so he puts it in and takes it out.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is all emotion chips have issues, don't they? emotions kind of are issues a lot of the time. But.
The actor who does Data apparently has said he's not doing it anymore.
Doing what?
Data.
Oh, well, that
was Brent Spiner.
Long over. I mean, when's the last time they did a movie with that?
I don't know, but you know, I'm sure that, like all Captain Kirk wrote those movies down to
That's
the.
That's true.
You know,
they did bring him back again and again. I mean, they even had Spock in the new Star Trek.
Yes.
Yeah. Which was kind of cool. Anyway, there's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. Charlotte, North Carolina, the story from WBTV.com, where residents in a Charlotte neighborhood say they are fed up with a neighbor they say stands at the front door of his home naked. And he's been doing this, apparently, for approximately a decade. Now the neighbors are sick and tired of it, and they want police to do something, but, well, we'll tell you what the
police... They wanted police to do something a decade ago.
Yeah, we'll tell you what the police are saying about it here in a moment. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves to bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-453. Plus, since we're talking tech, Mark, you've got a story that says self-driving cars may not become a reality.
Yep.
So we'll see what the opinion is there. And, of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts with us at 855-453. There's more Free Talk Live on the way.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.